Socrates once said, I cannot teach anybody anything. I only can make them think. I want to start an American Revolution of 2020.
Socrates was born.
Is that treason?
Yes, it is.
Our political system has grown corrupt. It no longer takes care of all of our people.
Yes.
Who's to stop us from marching in Washington? How many people would it take for us to take power? 50,000? A million? There's 50,000 homeless people as it is. Sad truth is, they could overtake this country too, if only they were just united. Yes. How many idiots can walk in the White House and demand justice for all?
Too many.
If it was everyone. What if every citizen in our country who had less than $1 million walked up to the White House and demanded the millions that they and their family have given the government for years now, they are owed a decent life in return?
Yep, that's how I feel.
A life that doesn't make you want to die.
Exactly.
I blame oil, other countries, and the internet for why we're in the position we are in. But this government is broken.
Why is it?
And you need the people to make one and fix it. Cops are told to let the people handle it themselves. We have guns for protection. We have the intellectuals for innovation. Mm-hmm. And we have artists for creation.
Yes.
Our system no longer serves us, and we just don't need it. The people need to take back our country. With the current state of affairs, it is the most American thing we can do.
How do you think we do that, Alex?
Well, this podcast is brought to you by geeks who don't shoot up schools. I saw on the podcast, Call Our Daddy, that Alex went on a date, and she looked at his social media while they were on the date. She didn't like the pics that he had of him and his ex-girlfriend, and it implied to him that she needed it deleted. So what he does is go on and delete these pictures, and after the date, she just ends up ghosting him. She ghosts him anyway right after the date.
Wow.
And that happened to me too.
That
happened to you?
That happened to me, that I was talking to this girl on an app, and
it couldn't have been that bad.
She looked through and she said, why do you have 3-week-old pictures of you and a girl for 2 years? I said that it was me and my ex-girlfriend. She said, that's a problem. That should go. So I go and I delete, archive, whatever, all these pictures down the line for...
So what they're trying to...
And she made me delete it, and then she ended up deading me too, just like what Alex did to that guy in that podcast.
Maybe they're just trying to sabotage girls' Instagram. Get their pictures taken down.
No. It's far more cynical.
That's pretty cynical.
The girl needs a guy to forget his entire history and to make it as if all his memories with his ex didn't happen. And she doesn't even want to be with him. She don't even like him enough for a second date.
That sucks, man.
What a world.
Female.
The horror.
Female empowerment.
To be or not to be an idiot. I just don't get people that this guy now had to change his entire life. And then she deaded him within a 24-hour period. That just sucks to me.
Well,
maybe they're just
next
robot.
Time you gotta do better.
Maybe they're just programmed to make us forget our memories. Like some sort of weird brainwashing thing.
I didn't even introduce my guests. I'm sorry today. We have right here Dr. Ben. You all know him. It's a little cold out, so he has that fur on his face.
It's Christmas in August.
I just eat a lot of Chipotle, and this is DK Wavy. Say hi, DK.
How you guys doing?
Uncle Dave. He's Uncle Dave.
Star out, Uncle Dave. And Uncle Dave's going to be joining us for more and more episodes. And I don't care what y'all think. We Gucci.
Yes, we are. So, guess what, haters? If y'all want to listen to me, just be in the bottom.
The Call Her Daddy first. Girls were saying their bags were searched when they went to see the Tarantino movie in Brooklyn. And their candy got jacked. The movie theater lady's searching and she sees all the candy these girls are trying to sneak in. I'm not going to be one to say anything bad. I would do the same.
I would do the double the same.
Who wants to pay those movie theater prices?
Isn't it terrible?
Yes, it is. But I would super dare to do myself if I had to.
You heard it here first.
Then they were looking and take it, you know. It's the common procedure. But the girls are so oblivious, just confused, asking, why would they do this? Is this a thing now? Are they looking for a gun or something? Not even realizing that this has been like a week after two of the most gruesome domestic terrorist attacks
in one week
on U.S. soil. Do they even know what's going on?
They don't know, so you gotta teach them.
I
think they're pretty oblivious to
it. I wonder if they even know the shootings happened.
Alex.
Clearly there are deeper things at play here in the world, people.
Yes, there is.
Alex, I think... What's up?
I just have to turn the AC off. Because
why? I like the AC.
It's hard to hear everything. Continue.
Yeah, so...
Really,
ladies, how do you feel about me, though? Honestly. Out there.
Here he is.
Hello, world.
Hello, world. I know you guys can talk. I know. So,
it's pretty cold in here.
You're not seeing it at all. Alex looked hot as fuck in this photo she posted. The caption, flirt with someone in the comments.
Oh, I saw that. That was sexy.
Yeah.
That was really sexy. Yeah.
I just disagree with her ideology. David, you probably haven't seen it. Let me show you, Uncle. So, although I disagree with her ideology, she hot as fuck.
Exactly.
One sec. Okay. Alexandra Cooper's Insta. Like, it almost doesn't even look like her, you see?
It's like a Barbie version.
I know, right?
It's like a plastic Barbie version.
Girls look so different nowadays.
It's like...
Is that Miss Cooper?
Is that, like... Honestly, is that Hallelujah, or is it just...
That's pretty hip-hop.
Hallelujah.
I vibes with that. That's mad cool. Alright, the question of the week. Is Jeffrey Epstein not as different from us as we think? After all, Bill Clinton did join him. They did so.
Yes, they did.
Simply because they can.
Do you think he's dead, though? I think he's dead, but some people don't.
He's dead. We can get to that later. But they do it.
That's something I want to discuss.
They do it because they can. The world gives them the power, and they just can. They do it. You know?
Yep.
Like,
if you have
any type of sexual prowess, or, let's say, deviance, if you put the money in this guy's pocket, he's going to use it to do all his acts. He's going to get power along the way. And that he had some system of blackmail and negligence with targeting enemies using pictures and evidence he had against people that would go in his plane called the Lolita Express. We're talking about when Jerry Epstein.
Yeah.
Is that why you call him Jerry in your... In your picture?
That was just a parody based on a Tim Dillon Instagram video. It was very funny. And you referred to him as Jerry. And I like that.
So, I got a question for you ladies out there. Did anybody fucked you over before then?
Like, fucked over.
Yes.
No, but what I want to know is who them fucked Daniel Jones, New York's newest.
That's bad.
Where's
funny.
Daniel?
Can I
we get
don't
some
know.
Fucks out there? Shouting out fucks to Daniel. Man, David, when was the last time you got that girl? That's the honey you've been telling me about.
I met
her
when
ripped your heart
was,
out.
She was 14. So.
14?
Wait.
14.
David, you're 28.
No, but last time I saw her, that was like 14.
How old were you? Oh, she was 14.
No, I met
her. Oh, it was 2014.
David, how old? You saw her in 2014, you're saying.
No, like, when I was in, like, 2000, like, in middle school.
Oh.
Age.
Okay. Oh, that was your last girlfriend?
Yes.
Oh, I'm sorry. What were those Facebook posts you made 2 years ago about how that girl was threatening to kill herself?
Well,
what?
She was berserk, so I left her.
Was that the same middle school girl?
That was the club girl that, I explained to him.
Oh yeah, this guy tears up clubs. Tears up the
I know, Tony Pappas' videos of you at your mama's house, and he said you were just slaying.
Yep. That's...
That's pretty cool. David probably goes out more than me, even though, I have a job and in theory I'm afforded, but it just makes me too depressed at this point to think of an idea of nightlife, and I'm not in college anymore. I did it a little bit then, but it just is so uncomfortable in New York. I just can't go out to those clubs.
One of the worst places to date, I think.
David seems to be having no problems.
No.
Not at all. So, hey, ladies.
Hit my vape on here.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So I'm just saying, if y'all need a companion, let me know now, please. Just let me know.
Shoutouts for Davey. Prayers for Davey.
Just let me know. I'm just sick and tired of being lonely. That's all I'm saying.
He's
so
just looking for some companionship.
He's just looking for some poo-tang and maybe
that poo-tang?
Just
and a
hug.
Or a kiss on the cheek.
Some Skittles.
Skittles.
I was watching a fascinating tell-all when Werner Herzog, acclaimed director, was featured on Eric Weinstein's new Scientific podcast. And Herzog was telling Christian Bale during the filming of a POW movie that as he was playing the stranded Air Force pilot, he had to eat the maggots to be authentic to the lore. And Herzog told him to stop when he had enough maggots. This was real, people. And he's eating the entire plate of maggots.
What?
And Herzog yells at the end, "Cut!" after the entire maggots were gone. And then Bale was pretty mad. He said, "God damn it, Werner. I wanted to stop eating the maggots sooner." Herzog says, "Christian, I told you to stop when you've had enough." Bale says, "You told me to stop when it's enough. You said you'll yell stop." And he says, "Christian, I wanted you to yell stop."
Wow, what a great story.
That's fucked.
So yet Batman ate the entire bowl of maggots.
When he could have
just to get the scene, and he could have
just not ate the maggots.
Because it was supposed to be authentic to the character having to do it. He could have just not ate the maggots and had enough. It was just a misunderstanding. And he said that was the only time him and Bale yelled at each other.
Who the fuck would eat maggots like this?
A sociopath.
A sociopath who desperately needs to be acting at a level 11 when life only affords the capacity for 10.
Huh. Pretty great.
I wanted to take a moment to talk about Trump's racist tweet. He was actually asking for something not so unfamiliar to all people when he told those five congresswomen to simply...
I think it was four.
Yeah, the team. Liberal squad.
The squad.
Which I'm cool with. I'm cool with new deals. But if it's as green as the Green New Deal, and it stank like cow farts, you got to rethink your philosophy.
You know,
when Trump told them that if they don't like it in this country, they should go back
to where they came from.
Yeah. And they overreacted as if it was him targeting a bus of Holocaust survivors and taking a rocket launcher, bazooka, and just fucking just missiling an entire bus of Holocaust children. Holy fuck. They got up, they were having hearings and scheduling allegations and preliminaries.
Censoring.
Yeah. Bro, they were doing write-ups. He has done disservices to other minorities and other groups, but they have never tried that hard until he tweeted Butthurt, Thornbush Butthurt, a little bit stupid stuff on the Twitter.
What did he write again? I don't remember.
He said if they don't like him in this country, they should go back to those other countries, and other tweets referring to them as shithole countries, and that they should go there.
Yes, what, but...
Just to be able to do it.
But the thing is, Donald Trump is such a faggot that I can't even believe it. I can't.
Who's calling?
Tony.
Pick up. Put on speaker.
Yo, Tony.
What were we talking about?
What's good, bro?
Yo, Tony. Say hi to the modern world. It's the 21st century. We make it changes.
Yup.
Tony, we're recording the podcast.
What?
What's the news for the world?
Davey Wavy, you're a legend. That's all I have to say.
Uncle Dave.
We're having some services come through later, Tony. Come through if you need an escort. So that tells me you do. At one. I think that they were holding it against our U.S. president too firmly when this tweet did not warrant that. And they overreacted because going back to a country and fixing it, if it's not better, is exactly what America's own Thomas Jefferson, a founding father, did back in 1780s.
A long time ago.
I know that from the play Hamilton, that he went back to France and he wrote them a Declaration of Independence and helped fix their country. So if he was able to do it, why can't these patriots? You need to be a patriot and you can't expatriate. It doesn't make sense that it can't go both ways. When it adds up, then we can... Playing nice. What's up?
So, what do you guys think about Kim Jong-un? Honestly.
That's a good question.
Tell me, like, it's alright if he's a faggot or...
He's a big Dennis Rodman fan.
That's not relevant, though, in what Kim Jong-un is, you're saying. You're saying he's a sociopath, maniacal leader.
Yes. And
when he's shaking Trump's hand, I see him, Mr. President, we talk. We do good. I always see them hugging and holding to talk. I never see the results. Apparently, they have a wonderful relationship, but they have yet to strike a single deal. I think the U.S. has given them a little something, but they have given pisses in return.
What I think is he deserves to die and never come back in this earth ever again. That's what I think in my own beautiful mind. But, hey, I could be crucial. What can I say?
Partial, you mean?
Very harshful guy.
Ben, what do you really think about him?
What do I think about him in what way?
Do you think that it's okay that someone like this is in control of a country with nuclear weapons?
Oh, no.
That he wants America to either fear him or be running in fear of him. Either one seems to be.
It's wild. I mean, I don't think it would be a great idea for them to try to attack the U.S. I don't think they're that much of a threat. I don't know. I just...
Yeah.
I feel for those people.
Apparently, they have a survival principle that they're not going to kill themselves and fire nukes at us because they know we would kill them right back. So
yeah.
That's supposedly the only hope keeping our country alive. After
yes.
I listened to a Dan Carlin podcast about how close we really came to nuclear annihilation after Dr. Manhattan's founding of the bomb.
Oh, in World War II, right?
I think I'm confusing a Watchmen comic book character with with the actual facts of
yeah.
how the atomic bomb got invented. But long story
but
short,
it could have just
according to Carlin, it could have been any of us.
Yes.
It really could have been. What was your point, Ben? Doctor?
Wait, can you rephrase the question?
Did you think Kim Jong-un is safe to have in power?
No.
Does he need to be removed?
I think he needs to be removed.
Okay.
Like,
Ben,
what?
Can we train David, if you're willing to go as an espionage North Korean spy agent and pretend to be Un's son's best friend and then assassinate the North Korean leader?
What's his exit path? Like, how does he get out after he does
there
that?
There is none.
So
you have to, it has to be a one shot.
So we're just gonna send him in to die.
You're on your own from there.
We're just gonna send him in to die.
Well, you could take power if after that happens, if you so choose.
Why would you?
It's pretty much open season.
Why would you want to be there though?
that's the negative.
The reason why is to poison him and just go crazy on him and...
Don't come in his mouth or anything.
No.
It'd be cool. I'm just messing around. I think that you could do it.
I think I could do it,
I think David is capable of doing it.
I think we should train him. We should get him the training and we send him in.
You believe in him?
Of course I do. I believe in everybody. Hey.
I believe in you.
I believe in Uncle Dave.
Yes, sir.
Training begins.
In next 2 weeks.
Well, first
that's
we have...
That's kind of quick. That's a little bit of...
I first we would have to get you there.
Yeah.
How much do those tickets cost?
A couple of thousand.
Okay. After we got you there, we'd have to figure out how to get you in with the high orders of power.
I think we need to...
I'd recommend Tinder or one of those apps for meeting people.
You know,
you could try and marry into if Un has a granddaughter or some form.
Yes.
From what I see about ancient Rome, you just have to marry the daughter of a relative in power. And then you just become on the hierarchy of power in a society. I think
yeah.
you do it.
I could do it.
Then we must get David a girl tonight so that he can learn how to get a woman and save the world.
Yep.
Woo! That'd be sick. Let's try and do it. What do you say, Ben?
I'm in. I'm in for something crazy.
Awesome. On the Bo Dietl podcast, he has a feature where he does Punk of the Week. And he says one person's bothering him in news this week. David, do you have one? Just a punk. Someone who gave you problems. It could be the mayor de Blasio, or it could be Anthony Avenatti.
It could be both.
Why both?
Because they always... They gotta bother a Korean kid like me. Why is that?
How so?
They asked about, how is everything? How is this? How is that? How's your life been? And
sounds pretty friendly.
But it drives me crazy, you know?
Sorry to hear.
I don't know, Alex, doesn't that sound like a normal greeting?
No, they should be going above and beyond for my man's David. And if someone's not providing the adequate services for us and just any of us to be able to live and afford fucking groceries and dish soap, just my rent, if I can't pay my rent in a civilized society because my job got taken away by that Ford Motor Company machine, those sick fucks. Yang 2020! What did I say? No, there's something to that Asian's motto. I really believe him when he says he wants to make America great or whatever the fuck his tagline. Meth.
Yes.
He's got those hats. Yang 2020.
Yang
Gang. Make America think. He really has something with it. One issue with me is that some of his fans are members of 8chan, which I don't necessarily believe in.
What's the difference between 4 and 8chan?
8chan is a more radicalized version of 4. It was made because the people in 4 were trying to take it up a notch, and they needed an outlet. Apparently the creator of 8chan,
I thought 4chan was pretty like raunchy too.
The creator of 8chan says he never meant for his 4 alternative to lampoon into the single most public racial anti-all platform. It's basically a laying ground for white teenage disenfranchised youth, aka the demographic for school shooters. It's disgusting.
It's gross. It's very ultra gross. It's gross to the point where I just want to say fuck you all.
Remember that kid who made that hit list when we were in high school?
What?
Who?
Alex, tell me. Wait. So
I don't want to say his name because he's cool.
So let's give him.
He's working. But he got expelled from Herrick's for the hit list he made.
What was like?
His name is. I'll whisper.
Michael Shaw.
Do you remember that?
Yeah.
How did they like find this hit list?
He was telling Matt people at school that he had it. And on the list, like, list one, number one, was this Italian kid in our grade who he had the most beef with. Just some kids. We all grew up together in the same elementary school. And then numbers like 2 through 30 were people who annoyed him, which was mostly Jewish people. And then just anyone who was a Jew by default. Most Jews just annoyed him. He said he wanted to finish the job Hitler started. And he said anyone who was a Jew was going to be on that thing.
Think he'll do it forever and ever?
No, he just made the list and then he put the vice principal's name on the top 20.
Probably not the smartest idea.
He said something horrible about how he was going to splatter his brains across the front room in his office. It was dysfunctional, horrible, terrible things no one should ever say.
I don't know.
Exactly.
He bragged about it, and the cops showed up to people's doors and shit. It was a big deal. And he also wrote, he made his Facebook status, gonna bring a gun into school tomorrow, and I have a list and everything to do it. I don't know if he ever had a gun. He may have just had a BB. Almost positive he had a BB gun. But maybe not your status.
Was he institutionalized after?
Yeah. He was medicated for a shit long time. Well, he was addicted to playing Xbox. So he was one of those weebos.
Weebos. What?
Just chilled in their room and played Xbox with the MLG and NP squads. I don't know if you ever had a console.
No.
So, he had a little bad situation because his father ran out, I think, before he was 5. And his mother forced to raise him on her own. She was a powerful young woman. She worked very hard and she excelled at her job and was able to afford a life for her beautiful son, who she loved and would spend weekends with. They were all each other had. And he just goes and does this. This was when we were all freshmen. What a world. That was soft. That could have been something worse. People blame not having a father.
Well,
I don't know if that's possible.
I don't know either. You tell me.
Is that a valid argument?
I don't think that's an excuse.
To blame not having a male figure. I don't think it's an excuse either.
I mean,
a doctor would know him better than I.
I mean, it kind of explains things, but it wouldn't... I don't think it's an excuse.
It's not an excuse. It's never an excuse. We don't make exceptions and say this is justifiable because he wasn't raised by a dominant leader type to show him the ropes of what it means to be a man, or someone just so horribly confused going through their life that they have no choice but to rebel and go against the grain because they feel their life is nothingness to the extreme.
Do you remember the hottest teacher of all time in Harrods?
Tell me who it is, because...
Definitely Miss Schrader.
Who?
Miss Schrader.
Was she in Denton or high school?
High school.
Oh, yeah. I think I'm remembering. I never had her, but I'm remembering what she looked like. And, whoo, boy.
Yeah, she looked like a Las Vegas girl with brand new, no attitude.
What about Mystery Angel?
Definitely.
Dude, that ass, though, it ain't be no problem. Shit, yeah. Boy, you ain't even got to say.
Yeah. If y'all man could think you could handle that.
Nah, I couldn't handle all that ass. Bro, that's a meal.
That's like fucking...
Boy, you better be hungry if you're trying to eat.
That's 3 hours dinner.
Pull your fork out and...
Yep, cut it in half.
I'm sorry to put cheese on your sandwich, Ben. If you need any more Oreos or potato chips, you could take...
Oh, I'm definitely going to... I'll wait until we're done, though.
David, to your knowledge, did any teachers ever have sex with the students in our high school?
One of them wanted to.
Who's that?
There's too many. Way too many. All of them, probably.
They all wanted to. Or they all did.
They just wanted to. They were just like, damn, I can't help myself.
That's something.
Yep.
No self-control.
They're like...
That's scary.
It's very opportunity without my husband knowing.
Have you heard them say that?
Probably they would say that.
Yeah, they would. They really would.
They'd be like, damn, where the hell did this guy come from?
So, just to move on. My punk of the week is the Black Hebrew Israelites.
Again with them?
Yeah. The more I find out about them...
What did they... You told me about this, but what did they do now?
Yeah. This time, they're accused of gathering in numbers. Large numbers. And... I'm not going to call it a riot because it was peaceful. Evidently, no one's going to mess with a... pack and fleet of 1,000 black men, large, militarized and dressed in Klan outfits. Mm-hmm. Apparently, people let that fly, and it's not on anyone's list to stop.
Where did that happen?
So that happened in Tennessee.
Oh my God!
They were going through the streets, and people were videotaping and scared, and anyone who was standing by were getting shouted out by them. They're very militant. They'll have no qualms with attacking a bystander if they are provoked. It's self-defense. It's justifiable because I think Allah told them to do it. It's really sickening. So, just walking through the streets, I'm not trying to say that they're worse than regular white Klans people, because they're not. They're probably even better than white Klans people, but they're still pretty bad. My scariness is that people are getting radicalized and that the amount of hate groups out since our president came in 16, it has now gone up by, I believe, 82%. It's went up from, I think, 560 to like 900.
That's how much. Are they popping up in specific regions?
I don't think so.
They're just all over? Sporadically?
Yeah, literally all over. Cities,
people.
Rural.
Yeah.
It puts me in the fetal position, like this world is going into an abyss.
People forgot how to just talk to their neighbor.
And this world is so chaos that I don't even know what to say. Really. It's really chaos. So what do you think about chaos, Alex? Tell me about it.
It's the birth of this universe. Chaos is what the Greeks referred to, their version of the Big Bang. Splitting of things. Fucking.
It was pretty chaotic at the moment.
I don't think now is any different chaos-wise. We're on a larger scale, so it's easily felt more. And the fact that the Call Her Daddies are the voice of a generation. They've been the top two or third podcast in comedy for over 6 months, maybe a year. This podcast has really caught on, and I just can't believe our generation is surmised by...
Do you think they make bank?
Yeah, they do pretty well. They do better independently than from the Dave Portnoy org. Can you tell me you want to talk shit on that CEO guy, Port?
Yeah, I don't know. I feel like unpopular opinion here, but I feel like Portnoy is kind of obnoxious and overrated.
He's alright.
Well,
Why do you feel that way?
He's alright, but I don't know.
I like pizza.
I do like pizza.
Are you like a super big New York fan? Is that why?
Yeah, and you know, remember...
Oh, you're a Met fan.
Yeah, and but do you remember that
Mets.
That video a while back of when he was watching a playoff game or something?
Sure.
Playoff hockey game? And
no.
And someone said that he assaulted them.
I really don't know that story specifically.
Well,
but what did he do that was fucked?
He pretty much made it.
You got water?
Yeah, I can give you water.
My bad, bro.
You can see on the video that he's not. He didn't really do anything in the realm of assaulting the person. And then he kind of, with his huge platform, just like.
He has a huge platform.
Yeah, but like,
huge.
Like that platform, he literally has the influence to like sick people and other people.
I see. So it's like
It's scary that someone could rise up so quick.
I mean,
and not under a network. There's no one controlling him. He's just doing his thing.
It's just Barstool, but like, doesn't?
That's
like,
big.
Doesn't it kind of?
It's pretty much all people talk about in my job, and I'm just an accountant consulting guy.
Dude, I also heard that he isn't letting his employees unionized.
I heard that too. Did you bring that up last episode?
I didn't bring that up.
Okay, someone at my job told me about that.
I just thought he was obnoxious about that too.
He's a Jew. What do you expect?
No, well, I mean, like, he could have given just an opinion, but he went out and, like, outwardly, like, said that anyone that tries to unionize will get fired. To his millions of viewers.
That's dick. A dude in my job's friend work there is a accountant.
What
and he
that?
Quit because he said it was such a joke and no one in the office was treating it like an office. And the accountant dude was completely over it. He couldn't show up there every day with a suit and treat it respectably. He just felt like he was going nowhere. But I don't think that means anything for the organization. It's just kind of how they run their office in New York.
Mm-hmm.
People like chaos. That sounds like chaos to me.
Yep.
So that's all important to me? That's what you don't like about him?
He's just obnoxious, man. Like, and
he's from Boston. Like, I think if he wasn't acting that way, there would be something wrong.
But it's also...
A Jew from Boston who's a fan of sports. Is that it?
It's mostly, like, I find it kind of scary that he could have all those people that he could sick on people.
Well, I don't think they're that powerful or capable.
There are so many Barstool.
I mean, one of their largest... Talents is Big Cat, for God's sakes. I think they're doing just fine in the media market, social media presence, comedy page. They're not like Netflix or anything. They're not like rated a multi-billion dollar interest. Or are they? Are they multi-billion?
I don't know. Are they?
If Barstool's worth a billion, I'd be surprised. What do you think, Dave? Between four to six mil?
More than that.
You heard it from him. Okay.
What?
So, they talk about cheating on their boyfriends all the time, but they said guys can keep a Snapchat, a video of a dog to a girl.
Wait, we're going back to the Caller Daddy girls?
Yeah, because I thought it was fucked up how when they want, a guy asks for advice to, ask for permission from them. So he could say to his girlfriend, the CHD girls came in and said that, fuck you, you're crazy. I'm allowed to Snapchat this girl videos of my dog. So hop off my dick, people. He said there was nothing wrong with that. Are you following, guys?
Yeah,
I think
there's cruel. I mean, I think if you're sending a girl that doesn't sound like a healthy relationship.
Yeah, that's what they were getting at, Uncle or Daddy. So they said, knock it the fuck off. You shouldn't be doing that. You're not allowed to do that. To me, I think it's okay if the guy wants to. I mean, the guy's probably trying to cheat, but that means he was no different than the guy before. He was sending.
Yeah, but
his
I mean,
Snapchat.
Alex, have you ever sent a girl a picture of your dog and not wanted to have intercourse with her?
No, I obviously do, but that means you're the type of guy that wants to do it too. He's not doing it. It's a goddamn Snapchat, people, and. Just listen to how it goes. They're treating it like it's the end of the world, and he's a criminal for doing this, which is a little ridiculous, even if they didn't say what they said right after.
Yeah.
They immediately answered another listener's question of a guy not happy that his girlfriend is texting her male co-workers. And they said that he's not allowed to bitch and complain.
What?
Because that's pushing the girl more towards the co-workers. And if he bitches and complains and she's texting male co-workers, then she's just going to end up fucking them anyway.
Exactly. She's
in your face. So they said...
So she.
They don't even know the advice that they're giving. And their entire show is just a contradiction of the entire things they say before. I don't really know what they're getting at here.
I don't know this whole story, but it's getting weirder and weirder.
It is. It really is. You hit the nail on the head. Don't you think that's a contradiction?
Oh,
that
Alex, huge double standard.
I think it's...
Where do people get off?
On the wrong path.
I think people get off on watching others fail on a grand scale.
They do. They really do.
They want to do it with the world watching. Like, they want the world to see that.
They want to get clicks.
We're obsessed.
More controllable.
Very valid. This is some insight. But what would the world come to if they just started over and made a genuine podcast to give real advice and actually help people out?
That would be very, very sad and fucked over.
Could I have one of these?
Yes.
If they weren't trying to act cool, and they were just straight up, it's easy to give advice that sounds funny. It's hard to tell the truth and do what really needs to be done at the expense of views.
Yes, it is.
I think they could still get views even if they did play.
Dude, they would. They're really hot.
Because they're so hot.
People
that, still that drives everything. That's
and they have to not act so obnoxious because people are really writing bad reviews basically about the way they sound. And they purposely make these noises that just sound horrible. And I think I was doing that at some points of our podcast, but I tried to stop. That's
yes.
the truth. God's honest truth.
Yes, it is.
Be careful, don't burn the bag.
Is the drug war to blame? Is it because our whole society is doped up? Cracked out?
Overprescribed?
Overfucked?
We're just going to find a pill or an item to blame it on and say that if kids weren't getting Adderall and kids weren't being prescribed Xanax at 9 years old, it would make people more sane.
Yeah,
shit, it probably would.
I mean, the people are being chemicalized in their very early.
Very time. Early.
Yeah.
It changes their brains. It
changes brain chemistry.
Changes the makeup, the structure, and you're right, the chemicals. Back and forth, that
and the
symbiosis of
especially the
that,
way they think.
Especially that early.
He's right. He's right.
Definitely, so...
That early on, the fact is the female brain will stop growing at around 24. The male brain stops growing officially at 30.
Ha ha ha.
So, if you have a 9-year-old kid who's running around corners in a wall and hitting little Susie with a sledgehammer, I don't know, what do 9-year-old kids do? iPhones and sledgehammers these days?
Now, yeah, they might hit them digitally.
Well, with those new 13-inch iPads, shit,
yeah.
And anything could be shield in the fucking
it'll be
staff.
An iPad measuring contest.
Ha ha.
That would be the new dick.
Because guys in the future ain't going to have dicks because
yeah.
we're all going to cut it off and be all liberal and LGBTQ.
Yeah,
and
that'll be cool until people start realizing that people aren't being born anymore.
People are just going to merge with the AI and realize being human is stupid. As Elon Musk says, humans will mostly get left behind, especially if we don't stand a chance without merging with AI. Either way, we get left behind.
But who's going to take us over?
What would you say to the AI, David, if you had to plead the case for humanity on why to keep us around?
Because that's what love is all about.
love, love, love.
That's what it's all
we
about.
We got the love. We got the love.
Stop singing. for your sake and for all of their sakes.
I'm just playing. That's the idiot test to see if people could put up with it. But you guys,
you passed.
You guys did flying colors. Kanye's new doped up dumb tracks are about love and everything. That's the one thing the AI will never be able to feel to our knowledge, unless we can build it a heart that matches with the mind.
If I think
we'll never have them love.
I think that would. I think that would be. Like a dangerous game changer, though.
Why would that be?
If that, then if they learn how to use the ability to make others love, they could exploit that. Because they're smarter than human beings.
Much smarter.
So they could.
So love, you're saying you're
they
saying
could,
they could feel love and take it.
Well,
they won't love us back.
But I'm saying. They learn how to feel love, they could also learn how to fake it, and they could extort humans who are less smart than them.
Uh-huh.
And their motive would be
to
win.
To gain intelligence, money.
Intelligence, but you said...
No, to gain,
you know,
no, to gain like, intel.
Data?
Yeah. To data gain, to eliminate...
Well, in this Elon Musk theory, it's either going to be robots fighting each other or robots fighting the human race. What would you rather... States of nations with robots as the core society, ex machina on meth.
How quick do you think this is happening?
Astronomical. The head of the tax department in my office sent an email to us 2 days ago that technological changes are rapidly coming and we need to meet with him to discuss our future at the company. He sent that email 2 days ago.
Yes, it does, but honestly, so
we're building those robots.
Who, you?
No, humans.
Humans for sure.
We're building our demise.
It's a drug. The economy of war. We've had the industrial military complex, the industrial nation complex, the industrial technology complex.
The race complex too.
Don't forget that one.
Yeah, like the fucker got a fucking problem.
And the prison complex.
That doesn't really affect white people, unfortunately. So many of my white brothers don't know about that. I think about half the people in prison are minority, which is...
Wild.
So, and if 90% of the people are white in the regular demographic, give or take, or not black, then... You're only having the worst of the worst white people in prison, and you're having just regular minority people in those same cells. You know anyone locked up, Wavy? Uncle
Dave.
Too many people right now. Way too many.
Who do you know personally?
A lot of people who gone too crazy, too out of their minds. They don't know what they're doing, so...
Can you give names?
Definitely, it could be anybody that, you know, family member, it could be...
Well, friend. Do you personally know any?
My friend, JK is locked up, so...
Roland?
You know, honestly, so, ironically... I found out from all his friends, so... Huh.
I know exactly what you're talking about. I can't believe what a world this has become. Our listeners need to stay aware that in the coming future, whatever job you have or whatever person you love...
Irregardless of anything you are.
It's all variable to change, and this world is moving at a scary pace. That we are about to get rocked, and you should learn about politics, and you should learn about technology and people, and about the things that matter, the things that are going to make us survive as a culture and a race.
Yes.
Worry about this basic shit, what's the hot spot to go to on the weekends, the right bar, and how am I going to get this one girl to be obsessed with me? It's just such basic college shit. Let's move on, people.
Yes.
It's time we start thinking more.
Think about you know what?
2020.
Think about, like, your own kids. Think about your own, like, grandma that is, like, you know, asking about you. Think about a lot more shit than you usually do, so.
That was beautiful, David. Thank you. Ben, do you still talk to your ex?
Oh, absolutely not.
What purpose do exes serve in the grand scheme of things? Because
I can think of
the most extreme emotions I have felt when I have felt the fruit by the gorge of life.
Well, I mean,
I wanted to live deeply in every moment, and then to be or not to be.
Okay,
I couldn't be with the one I wanted to love. Countless times, and sometimes I was driven to the clutches of my own peril. A sad, depressive, almost biggest mistake of my entire life. What do you make of it, Doctor?
I mean, as poetic as you just made that sound.
Thank you.
That was something. They don't serve a purpose in the grand scheme of things. I mean, my own experience, it took me about it took me a few months to get over her. But then once I did, you know, it's that one moment. And now, like, you just don't care anymore. You don't care about them. And that, and then once you don't, then the burden's off.
But don't you miss them?
Honestly, I'm glad that we're blocked on social media, because we'll never have any idea what we're doing. So it's like,
did you guys block each other immediately, or did rants and
It was a total like 3 month downward spiral.
Mine was like too many years spiral, actually.
David, have you had one girlfriend or two?
I had way too many more than that.
99 problems, but it came in at one.
Yes.
Uncle Dave.
So, ladies, so.
Gentlemen.
We have a few dudes who listen. Our listeners are mostly of the female prerogative. But that's not counting trans, tries, trigs, trigos.
Robots.
Bay. Pratt. He, she, zer, zar.
Za. The obvious.
The annoying.
Why don't we send you to North Korea, David? Swatting up.
I think we have to send him here. We have to send him with Dennis Rodman.
Yeah, that would be the A team. Shit, bro, that'd be on TMZ.
You know he has a podcast now?
No, we should get him on.
Oh, dude, that would be a dream.
Cool.
To get Dennis Rodman on.
I almost saw him when he was doing a pizza review with Portnoy outside my office maybe a year ago.
He's the kind of
good people.
He's the kind of out there type of guy that we might just get along with.
Yeah.
All right, David. In closing, what was the lesson you learned from your breakup?
Well, that was never to fuck over people ever again.
Learned it the hard way.
Did she fuck over you, or you fucked over her?
She fucked over me mostly. So I learned my lesson.
Cool. Ben, are you ever going to get back with your ex? Or
no.
Is it a new leaf?
Total new leaf.
Only dimes from here.
At least nickels. No.
At least.
Only nickels and dimes now, people.
No, I'm kidding. She was okay looking. But, no, that's just past history. You can't redo
it. Change it, too.
Can't change past history.
Okay.
And honestly, there's another something to add to your story, whatever it is. Like, all these twists and turns.
Oh, is that it? Okay.
Yeah.
So, we usually end the podcast doing a roast of our favorite friends here.
Now there are three of us.
So, I'm going to roast David. David, you're going to roast Ben, and then Ben's going to roast me, because he wanted to do it last time, but he couldn't. Something.
So,
David, I'm going to roast you. Okay?
Okay.
Okay.
Strap up.
Tight. Dave, you're a wonderful dude, and over the years, you've become one of my, like, close friends. So I'm happy to have you in my life.
That's not an insult.
That being said, you are really active on the Facebook and the Instagram, and sometimes you gotta cool with, like, video chats when I'm at work. Because sometimes my boss comes by and he sees a notification. He's like, why is Wavy trying to face message right now? So, although it's really cool and all, you just can't be that on my dick like at every moment in my life. But other than that, you know, you the bro. We're going to be chilling a lot more these days.
Yes, we will.
All right. What do you have to say about Ben? You've known him for about 3 hours now.
He's a sick fuck. That's all I know. So...
No, alright, do you have a roast for him?
Yeah, roast me. I can take it.
He could take it.
Well, when I met Ben, he told me all his crazy stories.
I did?
Don't you remember?
Yeah, I'm fucking with you.
Roast
me. Come on.
Well, guess what? In my own terms, I don't roast people at all.
No, you have to, or else you're not allowed off the show.
Well, your driving skill was pretty crazy.
Oh! Whack! Kid drives shit. The stick shit. Don't you pull that stick shit with me or Wavy, because you got precious cargo now. Shit, you got some D-list celebs right here. You ain't got YouTube stars, you got FooTube stars. Don't be driving like no grade A retard when you got the VIPs on deck. That's for sure. Don't do it with your dog either.
Which I did too.
That you have. Yeah, that was funny as shit. All right, you roast me because I went kind of hard on you last time, Ben. So just a quick one. And we'll cut it.
Get in the camera. Alex, what can I say? Today, when I was coming over here, and I told David to call you because I was driving.
Yes.
So, and you just... you responded and you said that you wanted me to tell you who it was because you didn't know if it was your mom or David. First of all, I was driving.
I didn't know if it was my mom.
I was driving, and I couldn't answer it. And second of all, who the fuck doesn't have their mom's number saved? Nothing.
You have to be a real sicko.
Nothing about that made any sense, Alex.
You have to be real sick of not have your own mom's number saved. Like, who is this kid?
What's going on? I was driving.
So this is why you tell me I need therapy.
Everything's always an adventure with you. Getting to your apartment is never simple.
Because the last time I asked you to pick up the illicits before you came.
Yeah. In the middle of a Saturday afternoon.
It's never just a normal time.
We're never
getting beer. Destroy everything.
Alright.
See a therapist.
You heard it here, folks. See a therapist. Bye. We love life. I love you guys. This has been really crazy. Booyah. Booyah, gotcha.